Would they have been better off if they didn't do Balfour? You know, that's a hard shayla to know, but it's not for us to ask. It's right. So we don't have to ask.
You know, when do we say like the star that if you're good at like the Rebbe says like the muscle, like if you're a good batter, so the work of the batting and the fielding, if you go to the majors, like you become a fielding mela. So when do we say that's what's going on?
I don't know. Let me learn here. I don't know. No, then obviously it depends the case.
On what?
Like, okay, I don't know. There's too hard of a question in the public forum.
This is a Rebbe's bilcha,
That's a silly mushroom, though. It's a mushroom out of the Verdoma playing basketball or playing baseball. Like, I don't really understand why you're comparing it to the big, to the learning how to catch.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, let's go back here. We'll learn about it. Okay. So we started doing Taisus. So Taisus said again, Taisus says that to answer the kash on the Gemara, you have to say the anan sadi lav dafka. In other words, the word anan sadi pashtus implies the word anan sadi pashtus is mashma. It's edim. Anan sadi is in the family of edim. So David says the ma'ida David chashvin and hashetz femi of this edim. It's better than edim. The choshet now choshet kido moedirei didei. So we had.
Sorry, I missed the last year. Which Tosfos are we doing?
Okay, we're doing. Thank you. Thank you. And welcome back. In your spirit, we started to learn. I was thinking we were battling, and I figured, if you're going to come on, you're not going to like it. So. Rabbi Meltzer also doesn't let me battle.
We had weddings last night. There were a lot of weddings last night.
Okay. Anyway, we're doing Tosfos, the Tana Tuna. We started Tana Tuna. We didn't get very far. So Taisa's Tana Tuna is bothered by the Kasha. That's a pretty blatant Kasha on the Gemara. That the Gemara originally was saying outside. The Gemara originally thought that Rav Chiya was bringing a raya to Rav Chiya Kamaisa. That all this Adam, it makes a Chiya just like Moedah B'mixes. Gemara shrugged it up. That can't be ripe shot. It's the Eched in Ansadi Rahai and Ansadi Rahai. So then the verse says, Tana Tuna to Rav Chiya Pras, second Rav Chiya, that is a din heda. But still, where's the Chiya Shua? Heda is like your, it's concerned a hold up, but you didn't say heda, you didn't say Moedah B'mixes. So Rashi explains, because it's also because on, okay, that there's a, it's based on the holding of the towers. Each guy's holding half. It's as if there's an ansadi that each guy gets half, and that's hedach. So the problem is that it comes out that the Gemara in the second raya is learning the Mishnah the exact same way they learned in the first raya, and they have the and you could have if you could have brought the raya to Chiya Kamaisa. Now the Maizen can bring a raya to both. You bring a raya to simultaneously to both Chiya Kamaisa and hedach. But there's no reason to drop the raya from the Rav Chiya Kamaisa because the Mishnah shows you this concept that Hodes Eidim creates a Chiyav Shua because the Mishnah is a case of Hodes Eidim. Edema, you're going to ask the Kasha, so then you shlug up Hedef too because it can't work out Hedef also for the same reason. So however we're going to answer that Kasha, we don't know. But everything Morris says later at the end, gain the raisa, fine. But once you get rid of that kasha, then you might as well learn that the Mishnah is a raya Rav Chiya Kamaisa. So why the Gemara dropped that Rav Chiya was bringing a raya, that the girsa in Rav Chiya was he was bringing a raya Rav Chiya Kamaisa. The Gemara is making a tremendous daichik that the raisa was lav dafka. And even though Rav Chiya said Rav Chiya Kamaisa, and then he brought a raya from the Mishnah, but really the raya from the Mishnah was to something else. Why did the Gemara do that? The Gemara could just as well say Rav the Mishnah, Raya from the Mishnah, Rav Chiya Kamaisa. Right? That's a very, very big kasha. Mineyabe and the Gemara. It makes no sense. It's like one line to the next. First, the Gemara says it can't be a Raya to Rav Chiya Kamaisa because Kehecha, then Azadi, and Hai, and Azadi, and Hai. And then it says it was a Raya to Hedef. We have the exact same kasha, the exact same shot. So Tovis wants to answer the Kasha. We're on the about five lines down in Taisus. So he quotes Rashi, and he says, or he's arguing with Rashi. Now, when the Gemara is saying that Pshan the Mishnah is based on that since each person's holding, it's like there's an ansadi, the words are ansadi alav dafka. Because if it be an ansadi, and that, then you could prove in the Mishnah Rav Chiya Kamaisa, because it's Eidim. But rather, it's lav dafka. It's not an ansadi. Rather, what is it? It's something better than an ansadi. Because it's better than an ansad than an other Eidim. And the choshev kiyidu moiderei dideyu. It's more like a hoda. In other words, if you don't have Rav Chiya Kamaisa, if you don't hold Rav Chiya Kamaisa, then the Torah said moideh b'miksa swears, but others Eidim don't swear. Why is that true? Just like moideh b'miksa, we know he owes half. Others Eidim, you also know half. So you have to say that the birur on that half, based on hoda is baldin, is a stronger beerer than the beerer based on Eidim. Because the Hildoras Baldim, Kameya Eidim. Right? The Gemara said,
Hildoras
Baldim, Zaina Bakasha Bazama.
It's not subject to the Pircha. I mean, whatever the Pircha comes out.
I'm understanding it with the logic. Okay.
It's
not necessarily a logic. That's not.
Okay. I know. Okay. Here. I agree.
Revi, is Tyson switching in shot? Like before he said, Shnai and Tyson and Yachleku said that the holding on to it says, Bavada Yeshlo Achetia. Now we're saying on the other half, now we're saying the fact that we're saying the guy's Moida, that what he's holding on to is his. Is this like a higher Darga? It's a shot in Tfisa?
I don't know. It says in each guy. But then let me just say over the type before you know. I don't know. I don't even know the type before, so I can't tell you. I don't remember. That was an Elo. So again, he's saying, what is he saying? He's saying, type is saying that the reason why it, really we're holding not like Rav Chiya Kamaisa. Louis story 2A then would say, hey, you owe money, you owe 50, and we don't know about the other 50, you'd be potter from Shua. The only time you're chayiv is Shua, you make a Moed and Bemixis. Because Moed and Bemixis is Eino Bakosha Vazama. But this, what the Gemara calls a non Sadi, which is Lav Dafka in the Lashon, because it's better than a non Sadi. This is more comparable to Hodos Baldin than Tanan to Eidim. That's the words of Taishas. Tanan Sadi Lav Dafka. Cheshvin Le'ashta, same meal to Eidim. Because of Gidu Maid. So the Taishas makes no sense, Pashas, because he doesn't explain why. How can this announce this, whatever this is, Lav Dafka Anan Sadi, but the fact that each guy is holding, how can that be better than Eidim? For sure, I think no one would ever question that if two people are holding a Taoist, Zemar Nimitzasiya, the Zanimitzasiya, and there are Eidims there, and come in and says, you know what? We were watching. We saw you both run to get the Taoist, and we know who picked it up first. I don't think there's a Havamina of a Havamina that the Eidim wouldn't be believed, right? Of course. The Eidim tell you that we know who picked it up first. So, of course, the Eidim are believed. That's now Shaila. So, as far as the Birur Shabbat, Pashtus, the Birur of the Eidim are better than the Birur of this, what the Gemara calls an Ansadi. Because, I mean, that's no Shaila. So, yet, Taifas comes along and says that this Ansadi, the Mai, the toughest, high Dineu, is better than Eidim, and it's considered like Oda. How in the world is it better than Eidim?
And the Mishnah does point out it's Eidim, right?
What?
The Mishnah on Beis HaMaral does say if there's Eidim over there in that case, then I assume we're talking about a case they each say it's Kula Shali, and we say there either is Eidim over there.
Yeah, right. The Mishnah says so, or then the Mishnah?
The last line of the Mishnah, right?
Oh, I didn't even know. Remember, it was a Mishnah. Okay.
Eidim does not necessarily mean trade or trade. It's big hawk what the case of Eidim is. Simply speaking, it doesn't mean trade or trade.
No, not two Eidim. Two Eidim, walk in.
Oh, two Eidim say that it's both of theirs.
Yeah, two Eidim say whose it is.
No, they've been, it's been Holkin below
Shulah. Holkin below Shulah. So that means Aiden is saying half and half. The case is half and half.
That's a different case. But up to Aiden would say that it belongs all to one person. We'd also go with the, There's no Shaila. So the question is, what does Taivis mean? So we had yesterday, very nicely, we had a disagreement in share, in structure. There were two different shots. And I got a little bit of Sipik. I mean, you know, I hope the guys got Sipik because I did a little search to look and I found basically two Svarim and one says the two Pshatim that the guys were saying. Doesn't mean that I understand either of them, but they're saying the two Pshatim. The two structures were that the Haldos Baldin is better. I mean, Haldos Baldin, both of the mixes. Haldos Baldin is better than Edim because Ein Bachosha Bazama, which superficially it means that that's a higher level of beer, which is not so crazy. Listen, if two Edim say your husband died, and then the husband walks in, so we would listen to the, we wouldn't let the lady get married. It's better than the two Edim. Much as two Edim is the ultimate beer, but there's a higher level of beer. The guy himself, so does Baldin, is better than Tuaydin. So obviously what Tavis is saying is, has to be saying that if this is equal to Aldoz Baldin, this beer has to be better than Aiden. We're saying that if Aiden would walk in and say that one guy owns it, we would listen to Aiden. Okay, we'll have to answer that Kasha. Kasha. But okay, that was one structure. One structure is that Taivis means an imbiber power. This Anan Sadi is better than eight, which sounds very, very difficult, but that's the way this Sefer Tvir HaKodesh goes.
How is that like have any basis in like, I don't know, Shas? Isn't like, what kind of a.
That's everything. Like, so, that's how I understand the whole Bava Metzia.
Okay. Anyway, let's read.
How can we just like so flippantly like to talk with a better than Aiden like beer?
I know it sounds very, very strange.
Not a beer.
It's okay. One second. If it sounds strange, well, here you'll say it's shot. But it sounds very strange. But I can't.
If it's nothing instead of beer.
I want to give credit where credit is due. The Heilig Dvir HaKodesh, who I think is a flesh of a cipher. And I forgot who wrote it, but I the yeshiva. Before we packed up all our svarim, we did have it, and it was a chashuva sefer. So he gives basically this is his structure, that somehow or another this umnina that is created from the fact that each guy is holding half creates a stronger beer than the beer that's created by Aid. When they go out against each other, it loses. Okay, that's some technicality. But when they're, but in a vacuum, in other words, in a vacuum, the beer is stronger than Aiden. When they're against each other, so something changes. Okay, that's the structure. I have to read inside the Hesber. Shamir wants to give us his Hesber. Okay, we'll listen. The other shot was suggested. That, of course, that's ridiculous. I'm not sure that can't be, because the beer, obviously, of Aiden is better than a beer of this kind of umdina, because Aiden always beats every umdina under the sun. I don't believe there's any umdina that loses to Aiden. I mean, I would agree with Aaron Hertzberg that as far as Bekias and Shas, we never found that an umdina versus Aiden, an umdina loses, but wins. And even here, as we said, the umdina that each guy owns half would lose if they're fighting the Edim. But obviously, Edim is better, fewer than the this whatever this is. This is whatever they call it an ansadi, but it's lav davka. But what Taivis means is that even though in beer it's equal or less than Edim. But the essence that makes something a hodah, it has. In other words, there's even though the pircha of even though the pircha that we asked before was that Edim it have hakash of azama, and Piv don't have hakash of azama, but nonetheless, that's not at the end of the day how we define the, you know, we said this sometimes that the that in the drasha is one thing, but after we get finished with the drasha, the Havana is something else. So at the end of the day, when we want to define, wait, let me say what I'm trying to ask, when we want to define why is it Hodos Bavdin is high Vishua and Adem is Potter, it's not because Hodos Bavdin has a drop more of their money, because ain't about Kosher Hazama. That's not, even though that was a Pircha, but we don't believe that that's the straw that broke the camel's back is really what happened. Because straw breaking the camel's back is very unlikely. So after we the pirchas, and maybe you can't learn out how this Adem from all the mixes, because maybe the straw broke the camel's back. But after we have that pircha, and we don't learn out how this Adem from all the mixes, then we assume that the difference is not a difference in beer. They both basically make a not. Almost I'll come out 100% beer, and a 99.9 and a 99.99 is basically the same thing, and it's not mistavra that they make for a difference. And there's other differences. It's like in Baba Kama, remember, like in Baba Kama, the grizz that the pair that at the end of the day, when we touch up the difference between bor and esh, and all the we don't say that the pirchas are what make the difference. The Hilchasim are not based on the Pirchas. The Hilchasim are based on the physical tchunas, right? That was a grizz. So the at the end of the day, even though we have Pirchas and that causes a change in the limud, but we don't assume that those Pirchas are really, really halachically make for a difference. So if you ask at the end of the day, what caused Modi B'mixes Chayiv and others Adem Potter, say there's something about a Hodah. I don't know what Hodah makes you feel cozy. I don't know. There's something about the physical Hodah that does it. And when you're talking about a physical Hodah, nothing to do with beer. So this is closer to a physical Hodah. Right? That was the second shot. So two completely different shot than the guys. I think that's what Rav Nochem sounds more closer.
There's a physical Hodah?
Again, there's just to clarify.
I can't hear you.
What does that mean, physical Hodah?
It means when the Torah said, if you don't know the Rav Chiya Kamaisa, the Torah said, Meida Bemixta swears, and how does Adam don't swear? What's the difference? Well, you say, well, the difference is Meida Bemixta creates the beerer that you owe 50, the first 50 is 99.99999. And how does Adam, the beer is only 99.999, and it's missing one decimal signal, you know. So that's not mistavra. Basically, in halacha, we don't find that, you know, it's not mistavra that such a minute difference will make for a difference. So therefore, we say, listen, it's exeris recursive. We don't understand the logic, but it's not the beerership of that makes a difference. It's the physical characteristics that make a difference. Maida b'mixix, physically there was a Hodah. Hodah's Adem, physically there was no Hodah. For some reason, which we do not understand, because we're only mortal people, the Torah makes a Chiyashvua when there's a physical Hodah. Why? Nothing to do with the Birur. Because physical Hodah creates a Shvua.
And in our Mishnah?
And our Mishnah, it's since there's a, this Mitzias, that since the Mitzias is a non-Sadi, the Ma'ad Tov is Heidi Day, Ma'ad Tov is Heidi Day. So it's comparable to a physical Hodah because it's not something from the outside telling us, you know, forcing information on us like Adem, but the situation itself speaks, tells us. So in that sense, it's like a physical Hodah.
How do you escape needing the Yud Gimel Midas to get to this halacha? I don't understand.
So the answer is because you don't need certain times. Okay, this is my apikarsis, but I think it might be right. that certain times you don't need your gimel mitzvahs. For example, if the Torah says when you find simlas chavercha, you find kiddush shor chamercha, you lost. And then the Torah gave, and now you want to know, well, I didn't find his shore, I found his camel. I found his elephant. Torah says about a shore chamor.
Right.
So I don't know if you need your gimel mitzvahs.
You certainly can.
It's high no half.
Rebbe,
you don't need your gimel.
I mean, that's like the kamat, the most mefurish example of where you need your gimel mitzvahs. So I'm not, I just, emes, that's kamat, the most mefurish.
Okay, I have to prove
that's
it.
That's why we have
claim it, then get away with that.
That's a claw upon a claw. That case over there, we expand to everything based on the claw upon a claw.
Okay, but maybe that's because we clap out the cloud because it's exceptions.
In a normal case,
if it says something and there's no Torah gave an example, then you don't need you find another case which is basically the same. You don't need, except it has some slight difference in a trivial thing which is not relevant. You say the guy happened, the Torah gives a story, and guy happened to be wearing a brown jacket. And you find a case where the guy wearing a green jacket, and we're not discussing his jacket. So there are certain things that you don't need a yud gimel mitzvah to learn out. It's high no half. So if this, you say it in Yiddish.
This is like, not high no half.
Does haste a hoda?
I agree in principle, but this is not high no half.
But in Yiddish, it sounds good. Now, does haste. We're just, both structures have much to be desired, but these were, I believe, the two structures that were
maybe the second yesterday. Structure would seem to fit in with zenotul chatzishili, that the anan sahadi changes when one of them admits that the half belongs to the other half. Meaning, in the case of zenot, we say zenotul revia, that a pipashis, the anan sahadi there would say, this one holds 3/4, this one holds 1/4, because one of them was molded to the other one. So Anan Sahadi seems to be connected to this whole concept of being molded, no?
I don't know, it's too complicated. Let me stick to this simple case. It's like we didn't say any Hesber in either pshat, so it's hard to me to play with the pshat, but I don't know what they are. I'd rather leave it simple.
Maybe you could. I'm just wondering. Maybe one of the pshatim we had in Tosfos Yachloku was that there's like a lum. It's like a lumdisher, anan sadi. So it's like a in lumdis. It's like there's each one has half, and so maybe you could also say in lumdis, it's like each one's being modeh. And once you have that lumdus, so it's
what
like if you had just Adam coming in and say we saw both of them picking up at the mamish at the same time, it's almost less believable than if you just have this anan sahadi. That's the way we have to look at it.
Right. In other words, you're saying it's like the second structure. No, I think so.
Yeah, I think so.
In other words, that you're saying that in lumdus somehow or another this is viewed as a whole dog. So
you can throw a lumdus on
together,
anything.
Into the gather, the Torah might have been mixes. It's obviously not as strong as Alda, because Alda beats Adim, and this would lose to Adim. But the logic, the gather of might have been mixes, has nothing to do with the fact that it beats Adim, because it's common sense tells you that that extra beer is irrelevant. It's not like it's not mistaken that difference makes for a difference. Okay, let's go back over the first. Let's go in order though. So let's start with the first shot, because I think it's maybe it's easier to work with. So the shot is, the first shot was, we'll make Shamir happy, right? The first shot was that obviously if the pircha between, if we don't learn out Rafia Kamaisa, from all this, we don't learn how to all this Eidim from both of the mixes. Then the Gemara tells us clearly that the Pircha was Sheina Bachosh of Azama. So that means if you want to give a din of both of the mixes of a Chi of Shua to this case, it can't have the Pircha of Einav HaKosher Bazav. That's what Shamir insists. That since this is not, you can't say it's Hainu Hach, that's, I agree, that's definitely not the Pashtus. So that means whatever you're going to say, you have to learn it out from but the mimixes. I ask the exact same Bircha Einav HaKosher Bazav. Teretz is apparently Tzivis has to be saying it doesn't have the Pircha Vein HaKosher Bazav. So the only way you can make it not having the Pircha Vein HaKosher Bazav is in the first structure that you have to say that this beer is a super force. Aye, but it's Gufa, not true. We know it is Bahakasha because no one in his right mind would say that if two Adem contradicted, you don't go above the two Adem. So how can you say it's Aina Bahakasha when we know in Mitzvahs it is Bahakasha? Right? That's a tremendous kasha. So can we, before, you saw this Dvir HaKodesh? Anyone can I read it? No, okay. Well, he wants to say a pshat. But Shamir, you seem to definitely have a pshat. Well, I'll hear your pshat. What do you want to say? How in the world can you explain that it's Eino Bakasha, and yet if it's Hukash, it loses? And
no, because it's not that it loses, it's contingent. I know it's his until proven otherwise. When proven otherwise, it's not his. So the whole din in Meikaro is contingent on there not being proof. And therefore, it's not the achasha, because if a makom achasha, it's not, it doesn't exist. It only exists shalom b'makom achasha.
Because you're saying it's his house, din yachleiku?
What I'm saying is that the concept of muksuk is that it's his until proven otherwise. Okay, so that's
a bira dikadin.
That's not a bira dikadin. It's not. It's a sfora. Is until proven otherwise. So, but in it being proven otherwise, it doesn't exist. It only exists for makom. It's not proven otherwise. So it's contingent on it not being proven otherwise. Therefore, it is in a bakasha azama, because any makom that you have a bakasha azama, right, you do not have the din of manda kayav lekeva.
Okay, all right. It sounds very similar to what he says, except he doesn't bring in the words manda kayav lekeva. He says, if you look at this Dvir HaKodesh, I think I sent it to the guys, I believe. So he says, what?
Not sure if everybody sent it.
I didn't get anything.
Didn't get it either, yeah.
Oh, I meant to send it. I apologize.
Well, consider like Rebbe sent it to Lamafreya.
No, okay. No, I know. I apologize. I thought I sent both of them. What I did is I made, okay, I must have gotten distracted before. I scanned it, but I can't send it from the computer that I scanned it. So I scan in one computer and send it from a different computer. And I guess I never got around to sending it from my computer. Okay, I didn't even know that. Thank you for telling me. See, I didn't know that. Wow. Okay, it was a busy day. It was a busy day. So the Dvir HaKodesh says something similar to what Shamir says, but he's saying, well, so we'll say over, so we, it's basically the structure, it's the same structure. He's saying, this is Rabbi Shmuel Nyman's favorite words that he used to say, one of his favorite words, no, not his favorite, but one of his favorite words, that there's a Tosfos, I forgot already exactly how it goes. The Tosfos asks the Kasha that we know a rule, Ruba v'chazaka, Ruba adet, which means that if a Rav fights a chazaka, the Rav wins. And yet, we know that we were saying, ain't okay, moment acha Rav. We wouldn't rely, and we wouldn't use a Rav to kill somebody, but so can our chazakas. I think that was a kasha. You know, we rely on a chazaka, we would rely on a chazaka to kill somebody. And I don't know whether we lie in Chazaka for Mitzi Mamin. It could be we do. I don't remember. But he's saying that how come, you know, here we Roy beats a Chazaka, and yet the beer of a Roy is weaker than the beer of a Chazaka. So how could it be that Roy beats Chazaka if the beer of the Rav is weaker? So Tzivos asked that question. I don't remember where. I think in Chudin. So Rav Elchanan Wasserman gives some answers. Rabbi Naiman used to love to quote that the beer, the chazaka, the Torah gave a kayak of chazaka of when you don't know what to do, leave it on status quo. So that only gets activated when you don't know what to do.
Right, b'malkum safek.
What? Only b'malkum
safek, right.
So in other words, so really, there's once chazaka gets turned on, chazaka creates a stronger bira than raif. Except chazaka doesn't get turned on when there's a raif, because the Torah only created a chazaka to work when you have a safek. So raif beats chazaka not because the bira of raif is stronger than the bira of chazaka, because the Torah never gave the bira of chazaka the makam when there's a raif. But once the Torah gives the bira of chazaka, the power that the Torah gave the bira of chazaka is stronger than the power that the Torah gave the bira of raif. Right? That's, I believe that was Rav Elchanan. But he's arguing with Tosfos with that. So I don't know what we do with that. But that was Rabbi Naiman used to quote that. Now that anyone remember? Rabbi Melzer, you remember? Yes,
I definitely remember that.
Yes, it was
one, of his favorite Mishmer Shilas.
Yeah, okay. There. So I'm not so crazy. So I gave the guys in shares, I gave them a mushroom. It's like you have your house and you have your setting for the air conditioner. It goes on in a thermostat or whatever. So when it hits a certain temperature, your air conditioner goes on. So when it gets very hot, your air conditioner goes on, right? For you New Yorkers, if it's very cold, your heat goes on. So once the air conditioner goes on, the house becomes freezing. Depending on, but so when you have not such a hot day, your house is not cold. When you have a really hot day, then your house becomes freezing, because the fact that it's really hot turns on the air conditioner, and the air conditioner makes the house freezing, right? You have a car that has sensors. When it becomes a little dark, turns on the lights. Now it's brighter than beforehand. So it's the same idea. The having the situation of the heat makes the air conditioner go on, makes it cold. So having a situation of no beer makes the chazaka come in, and that's better than a raif. So he's saying the same thing over here. But etzem, whenever you use this anan, this whatever this lumdish anan sadi is, really this lumdish anan sadi ma'adatavas haidi day is a birer vadoyis. That's what Shamir is saying, right? And he says the same thing basically. It's basically a birer vadoyis. It's not. It's better than Adim. Adim is only 98%. Adim can be slugged up by Akash of Azama. This is a din Torah, a din Vadai. Kash Baruch Hu gives it a din Vadai. Except it only creates a din when there's a suffix. When there's a suffix, then this din pops in and it becomes, and you get this Kayach of Vadai. But when there's no suffix, it doesn't come in. So it ain't about chosha b'azama, because the force never, when the force exists, this force will not lose to chosha b'azama. So if you're in a situation where the force exists, so this force is no weaker than the force of ma'ida b'mixus. That's basically what you're saying. That's what he says. So what do you people say about that? I don't know, is that clear? I don't know, I hope we said it clearly. If it's not clear, we'll say it over again.
We try it again, Rabbi?
Yes. He wants to say that there's this force in our Gemara called Anan Sadi Demai Tavas Haidi Day. So the question is, how strong of a force does that make? So Shamir is saying that force makes 100% Bira. It's even stronger beer. Adim only make a 98% beer. This makes 100% beer. If it makes 100% beer, and I call both of the mixes, also makes 100% beer. This makes also 100%. If it makes 100% beer, and Adim only make a 98% beer, So how come when Adem contradict this force, the Adem win? The answer is because this force is camera shine. And when he sees Adem coming, he disintegrates. It doesn't exist. It's like the air conditioner doesn't get turned on. The air conditioner only gets turned on when it's a hot day. So if it's a cold day, it doesn't get turned on. So the force doesn't get turned on when there are Adem. So it's not that the force loses to Adem because it's weaker than Adem. The force loses to Adem because when there are Adem, it doesn't exist.
So how is this like Hadoah then?
I gave them a different muscle.
I see how the Anan Sahadi works, but how's the Hadoah?
Yossi Singer. I know Yossi Singer. I was learning with him in Mishra Brura Seder. When we were in Yeshiva together. And we were learning the Simon that what happens if there's no Levi? If there's no Levi, yes. So the halacha, you give the two Kohanim twice Aliyahs. So Rabbi Singer said that that's such an unusual case. It never happens. They say, what do you
because
mean?
He's a Levi.
It always happens.
Because he's a Levi. So when
I never saw it.
But he's in shul.
He's a Levi.
He's a Levi. So it's Chad is that the halacha doesn't get turned on if you have a Levi there. So it's the same. It's, I don't know if it's exactly the same, but the power of this kayak of Chazaka, of this kayak of Anan Sadi. The mind is of his high today, there's a tonight. It has to get turned on. It only gets turned on when you don't have Adem.
So I get that. What does that have to do with Hodah?
No, because he's saying, we're saying not like Rav Chiya Kamaisa. Not like Rav Chiya Kamaisa means that Hodah, he has a Chiya Shua, and Adem don't. What's the difference? Hodah makes 100% Birur or 99.9. And Adem only make a 98% beer. So the or as the Gemara says, Ain Bakoshav Azama. So how is Ain Bakosh Azama, which means it's like a 100% beer. While Adem is Bakoshav Azama, it's only a 98% beer. So in order to get a Chiyav Shua, you have to have 100% beer.
But how does any of this fit into our traditional understanding of Hodah?
Hodah.
Sorry, maybe you discussed yesterday. I was missed yesterday. But regular Hodah is a matona.
No. We're not learning. That's the Marie Benek. We're not learning that way. We're learning the Moed of the Mixus is working through the mnemonics, right? That's a classical. That's the Bekiyas Machlokes Sois and Marie Benek. But we're gonna make life easy for us. That Moed of the Mixus is mnemonics. And it's exactly
what we said was very sure. We didn't understand what kind of nemonis a person would have.
Okay. But that's still
now he has more nemonis than Adem?
Yes, because it's there's a gossip. Pasuk teaches you, the Torah gives you the Gabi himself. Torah gives him more nemonis than Adem. Okay, that's what we're going to learn that shot. It makes it's definitely an easier shot.
Marim Belay is easier.
He asks all kinds of strange kashas. On the Marie Ben Leif, how do you understand the Hodah? By Moedim, the whole sugya Moedim the mixes doesn't work by Marie Ben Leif. So that's where it worked with the Ksaizim Shot. So the Ksaizim Shot is that it's working through the system of
Nemonis.
Of Nemonis. So Hodah's Baldin is Exeris Akosim is 100% Nemonis. Adem is only 98% Nemonis. The Torah says in order to get a Shvuah Moedah B'mixus, you got to have 100%. You can't have a 90%, 98%. This Anan Sadi, which is Lav Tav Anan Sadi, is really also makes 100%. If it makes 100%, so then if it's fighting Adem, it should win. And clearly it loses. Territory, because when it fights Adem, it doesn't make any, it doesn't exist.
But Hodah beats Adem.
Hodah beats Adem, that's right. That's exactly
so
point.
Hodah does talk up, even just Adem, and this Anan Sadi only talks up.
This Anan Sadi has a special.
It's stronger than Adem, but it doesn't talk up when Adem are there.
That's right. There's a certain Tanai that it disintegrates when there are Adem. So Shamir is saying because it's predicated. Mm-hmm. On the system of it's very similar to what Rabbi Naiman was saying by Chazaka, because Chazaka is really not a logical beer. It's only a din. So if it's a din, so the Torah only gives these types of dinim in a makam safek. Shamir is saying because it's a din of a mavdik of lekeva. Okay, I know he doesn't say that. It's very guided, but it's the same idea. But if it's a since it's a din beer, not a mitziyasik beer, a din is maybe more like a mitziyasik beer. Maybe the jairus are caused by how strong they are, but the hodah that this din is a din beer, so the Torah only gives a din beer.
Mon's Kavli Kavan now gives 100% emonas?
I don't know. I don't know.
That doesn't make sense. We didn't understand the beginning. I'm not saying that.
I think that we don't know. One of the beauties in this sugya is one of the room for Mishu is we never explained. I don't know because we started this man late. I don't know what happened. We never explained how you get a non-sabi. My stuff is high today. My stuff is high today. We asked
how come that doesn't work in a regular case where a person has
but we never explained what creates this anan sadi. Is it a din muksik? Is it the chazaka matachas yada hushalo, which the Rush seemed to say? Is it a din chaluka? There was like a many, many shots. It was at the superstructure, whatever that was, and I don't remember what it was, but she had what it called the superstructure. So there's something ambiguous here, which we will leave. You know, now's not the time to go answer that question. There's this big question mark, but there's some force of anan sadi ma'atov is hayi day. Now that's not a logical force. No one's gonna tell me logically. This is what we said this yesterday, 2 days ago, that logically, when you see two people holding a Taoist, it was an Aveda, and two people were dashing to find it, that the logic is that each guy got half. The odds that each guy got half are very slight. The 99.9, one guy picked it up before the other, and the other guy picked it up a second later. And nobody's gonna say logically that each guy owns half. It's some kind of halachic thing. That I would definitely agree with Shamir. That this anan sadi to my tov is hayi day, my tov is hayi day, and each guy owns half. It's not. It's different than your typical anan sadi.
So then, how can we say it's 100%?
Intellectual umdina. It's some kind of halachic din anan sadi.
So then, how come it's 100%?
So if it's because once you say it's a halachic din. So the Torah can make anything into 100%.
No one would ever say a chazaka is more certain than a rov.
I don't know. That's what the Rabbi Chanan was saying, that a chazaka is, you would kill on the basis of a chazaka, you don't kill on the basis of a rov.
Rabbi said, ain't on the pretext man, it's mighty mammon.
Now that's a different kind. That's an umdina. That's like Adim. That's a different chazaka. That's not chazaka. That's the Rav Chaim Elashin says, the word chazaka there is a borrowed term. So what Shamir is saying, and I think this Tvera Kodesh, which I was supposed to send you, but I didn't, he's saying, I'll send it to you right after Shia, I'll try and remember, is that he's saying that this anan sadi is a halachic force. Since it's a halachic force, In the Torah, when the Torah gives a halachic koyach of birur to a koyach, it gives it 100%. Logically, it might be a zero. Torah makes it 100%. Torah can do whatever it wants. So once it's 100%, it's like how Amalda b'mixes. And as Eina HaKash Rasama, if it fights Adim, it loses to Adim. That's not because the beer of Adam is stronger. That's because Hashem never, there's a Tanai, right? That's what we call it Tanai. Hashem never gave this Kayach b'makom when there's Adam. Just like Rabbi Chanan said, we never gave the Kayach of Chazaka b'makom when there's a right. It's the exact same thing as Rabbi Chanan. It's really the exact same thing that Rabbi Chanan said, I think. Right, that's the pshat. Okay, would anybody have any problem with such a shot besides me?
It seems very convenient. It doesn't have the same power as Hodah. Hodah really can beat Aiden. This one can't beat Aiden, but only because it steps out of the shadows when Aiden show up.
That's right.
And it just exactly.
But when it's in here, in theory, he can beat Aiden. If he exists, he beats Aiden. There's never a case that he and Aiden ever get it slug it out.
But that's not true. The only reason it exists is because we don't have Aiden.
Right, but theoretically, once you don't have Aiden, he exists. And once he exists, he's stronger than Aiden.
But it's only happening because we have a suffix. We don't know what to be. It's even a suffix we know isn't true. We know that they both don't know.
Okay, In London, this beer is stronger than the beer of Aiden. It's just practically speaking, it doesn't work.
And it's so sure that it's going to bring on a shvua.
Yeah, because it's in Lamdis. It's stronger than Aiden. It's like, you know.
Before this Gemara, but basically understand the issue is from the shvua zero bottom. Right?
It's like I have a robot. Now this robot, if you tried to fight this robot, you would lose, right? This is a boxing robot. The boxing robot would kill you in a million chances. You fight the robot, you'll never win. But it's very easy to fight the robot. You know why?
Because turn it off.
You just run behind him, you pull out the plug, you turn him off. Okay, that's right. So this Anan Sadi is like this robot. This is a super force. It's better than Aiden, but the Aiden pushed the off button. So they push the off button, okay, so it's off. So, but in Lamdas, the robot is stronger than you, except they have to be the robot here. They have to be turned on, have to be plugged in. But when he's plugged in, he's stronger than you. The Aiden have the ability to unplug it, but we're talking about a case when it's not unplugged.
Wouldn't that make it a Kosh of Azama?
What?
So wouldn't that put it back into a case of a Kosh of Azama?
No, because he's translating Ain of Akash of Azama, not in Mitzias, but in Lamdas. In Lamdas, does this power lose to Akash of Azama? This power never loses. You know, the robot will never lose to a person. When my robot is working, he'll never lose to a person. Except that your person can make it. There's no robot. Okay, you can turn off the robot. But this robot is such an amazing robot. He'll beat every single person in the world. He's the best boxer. He'll beat everyone. So this is Eina Bakon. When it's here, which is this case now, it's here, it's Eina Bakosh Razama. So that's legally, you could call that.
Yeah, it's like saying someone's undefeated because they never fought.
What?
Someone's never fought. You wouldn't call them undefeated.
I don't know. Why? Why not?
Undefeated if they fought and they won. That doesn't mean you're not Chasher Zama because you're never going to be exist when Chasher Zama comes around. I hide, and therefore, you know.
Okay. Shiva used to have a line. He who fights and runs away lives to fight another day. Anyone remember that one?
I remember the Rishi was saying that, yes.
Rabbi Pernikoff line. Okay, anyway, that's the kunz. You're supposed to fight and run away. That's the kunz. No kunz to fight and to keep on fighting. Then you're eventually going to lose. Okay, anyway, that's not doing anything, but just, okay, so that's a shot. Well, anything precise, and you people don't like this, right? But what is there any problem with this shot?
Why does Texas say Yesh Lemon that I'm Sadi Lav Dafka?
Because Sadi implies as working Mikayach Adam.
I understand.
And this is not working Mikayach Adam. This is working through some illogical halachic din that has nothing to do with Adam. There's no Shaykhis to Adam. It has nothing to do with the Anan Sadi. Anan Sadi, there are many, many Anan Sadis. There are weaker Anan Sadis and stronger Anan Sadis. This has nothing, any Anan Sadi would be not as strong as Aiden. There's no such thing as Anan Sadi, which is stronger than Aiden. Every Anan Sadi works through the system of Aiden, and every Anan Sadi would be Bachosh of Azama, because if you had another Anan Sadi, which would be equal in strength, it would beat it. But this is not working with a Kayach of Anan Sadi. This is a whole different system. So therefore he says it's Lav Dafka. which is exactly why I don't like this chat. Why don't I like this chat? Because that's not called Lav Dafka.
That's not Lav Dafka.
I go ahead. That is. I say, what you have for breakfast? Oh, I had ice cream for breakfast. Oh, what do you mean? You had ice cream? I saw you had a sandwich. Yeah, Lav Dafka.
It's not considered a tourist beer.
Okay, don't get so upset with me, Chris.
The whole Vardis, it's not to get their beers. No, the Vardis, no, it is Lav Dafka.
I understand, but Lav Dafka means that it's almost that. It's a simple reading of Tavis. If you read the other way that was offered to explain Shad and Tysus, the other way was that it's not exactly Adam. It's something slightly different, but it's still in the basic family of Adam. It's in the basic.
Gemara is Gufa coming to distinguish between the original Anansadi and what it is now, and so therefore
Gemara doesn't distinguish. Gemara uses the exact same lashon. Gemara uses the exact same lashon as they used before. So to say that the Gemara before meant Anansadi, that's really making my kasha better. The Gemara before used the exact same lashon, and now they also use the same lashon. So you're saying that the Gemara, I think they use this lashon, right? Yes. So to going ahead, according to this structure, what you're saying is, the Gemara before thought that this Amaditav is high today is working through a system of Umdina, of an Ansadi. The Gemara now is working, coming along and being the Chadesh, and it's a whole new London. It's nothing to do with an Ansadi.
Not being fair at all. I don't agree with that.
But even without that, Lav Dafka means that it's close, just not exactly.
Yeah, it's not. Lav Dafka 98%.
Anansadi does not count.
Wait, let me hear someone else.
Usually, Anansahadi, you know, Adam is 98%. So when we say Anansahadi, we mean 98%. So now that he's coming, he's saying it's not Lav Dafka that it's Mikoach, the 98% like Sahadi. Rather, it's more than that.
I know. I don't think he's saying it's something. He's saying it's Lav Dafka Anansadi. It's not Lav Dafka Anansadi. You have to have a completely, to go from your 98 to 100, you have to change the whole mechanism to something completely different. You have to go ahead and bring in a whole new machinery. You have to bring some different kind of machinery to get from that jump, even though it might only be one temperature. But it takes a gigantic, a brand new type of machine, whatever. So to say Lav Dafka, you said the machine mechanism called an Ansadi.
The mechanism
of an Ansadi is working through a certain mechanism. And you're saying, no, we really didn't mean, I didn't mean the mechanism of an Ansadi. I meant a different mechanism. Since I went ahead and I went to Israel. How did you go to Israel? I walked. You walked? Well, I really took an airplane. But a lot of the guy said I walked. You can't say that. They're to each other. You can't make Lav Dafkas such a big Lav Dafka.
It's a Shaila the effect of
we had this. We had this
it's his until proven otherwise.
So the commissioner there said Adoniris. And it said Nisin and Nisin and whatever. And David says it's Lav Dafka. So the whole thing in this guy, what do you mean? I guess it's Lav Dafka. But it says it in the Mishnah, Lav Dafka. You can't make something Lav Dafka if it says it. What? Okay.
I'm arguing one very simple point. The question is that what the Muxik? Muxik is it's his until proven otherwise. Ahavamina was the effect was on Ansadi, Kipchuto. And the Maskana is no. It's his until proven otherwise. It is in and of itself a din.
Why do they call it an Ansadi?
The question the effect. The Gemara is referring to it as the Gemara initially refers to it as an Ansadi, and in a Maskana it's Lav Dafka an Ansadi.
My objection is I'm allowed to have an objection. My objection is that if the maskana is working, it has no shaykhus or anan sadi, because through the mechanism of anan sadi, you can never cross. There's this invisible wall that anan sadi can never cross. There's a wall. And in order to get across that wall, you need something different. You need something special to get across that wall. And what are you trying to do to us? Aaron and Donna, what are you making? You're driving us psychological trip warfare here. Anyway, so.
Sorry.
Okay.
I don't know how to stop this.
You don't know how to stop it? I don't know what you got going for you. Okay. Anyway,
so I was deceived.
Okay. Anyway, that was my problem with it, John. I don't think you're entitled.
I'm just saying that this question is not really granting the subtle shot. I know it being Vadai is saying that it's his interpretation. Otherwise, it's like there's not. Except for the fact that there's nothing besides possession, like that's.
But you wouldn't call that a non-sadi if you're working mitam, like you said, you're working mitam mandakav lekeva. So you call that muksik. You know, I never found in Shas someone referred to mandakav lekeva as a non-sadi. I'm sorry.
Again, that's before the Daiti, that's before Schnitzos. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, that's before Schnitzos.
I already got slugged up twice today from before your thing. But it doesn't sound right. That the Gemara would refer to a Mandikov and a Keva Muksik Gutaris Anan Sadi. And especially what makes it especially doesn't sound nice. Since the Gemara before called it an Ansadi, and the Gemara meant something completely different, so the Gemara should not use the same lashon and mean something completely different. Bishlam, the way we're learning, it's basically the other pshat. I'm not learning it yet, but the other pshat is it's basically exactly the same as before. It's just some little nuance difference. That it has a nuance, and that nuance makes it solves this problem because it's more diamond to mind of the mixes. It's more of the does about it. But in this shot, it's so strange. Okay, anyway, that would be my objection.
As far as the nuance, I just point out one thing is that Gemara initially said that for motive and mixes, if you're learning straight from motive and mixes, you need mishtami. And the Gemara Gufa said you can't apply motive and mix to Hadas Aden because Hadas Aden has no mishtame. So in the Chor,
the Gemara said it didn't have mishtame.
No, the Gemara said it didn't. Make a kolpach mishtame. That was the Tosus Aval on Gimel Mabez.
Yeah, but the Kal v'Chomer solved that, no?
The Kal v'Chomer solved it if you use a Kal v'Chomer, but you're proposing not to use a Kal v'Chomer. So if you're not using a Kal v'Chomer, it's not solved. That problem stands. If you can't learn from Kal v'Chomer, that problem stands.
Why can't you learn from Kal v'Chomer?
Because you're saying that.
No one ever said you can't learn from Kal v'Chomer. The Kal v'Chomer.
You can't. I'm confused. The whole second approach.
Kal v'Chomer. We have everyone agrees.
But we're not holding a Rav Chiya Kamaisa. So if you're not holding.
Shot. Okay, Pashup Shot.
You're holding.
I hear, but I don't know if I agree with you. Pashup Shot is Rav Chiya Kamaisa, Kal v'Chomer. Everyone agrees to. It's just that even with the Kal v'Chomer, the Gemara says that there's this problem that's the problem. That's what stops the Kal v'Chomer.
No, Tosas says you can also ask Shekin Mishtami. Tosas, there's Tosas, who within the Gemara could have asked Shekin Mishtami?
Which side is that?
Tosas of Val.
Avo. Okay, I'm gonna go over to Davis again. I forgot the Davis. Okay, so what does that do for you?
How to make that better and worse? The problem therefore is Bishlam LeDidi. I we learn out from we learn
the binyan mishnei ksubim, and we are Torah Hazama Parich, not like Rav Chiya, right? And that's why Rav Chiya is not correct, but it would apply to our Mishnah. But if you're going to learn that really you can't learn mitoras, you cannot learn from a Torah Yud Gil Midas, then you're going to be stuck with Mishnah issue. You can't get out of that.
But I got my same answer, because I'm claiming that this is a mitziyistic amount of the mixes.
That was a mitziyistic question. Pashup Shab, the question we stuck with a mitziyistic question to distinguish between modem and mixes and hadas.
Yeah, but that's because they're different things. But I'm timing that it's only as a pircha. That's what I'm timing. These are all pirchas, and pirchas are only on the drushes. But when you're not, you don't need a drusha, because this does haste a mode of a mixes, then you don't ask a pair.
But the Gemara didn't need
to. That's what I claim. You told me I was slugged up from the Kiyas.
But the Gemara.
Okay, but that was that was the answer. I was gay. I guess I'm in a shit talk.
At least Rashi on Gimel and Aleph was learning that really you could have made a direct application from motive and mixer to Adas Aiden. Just we couldn't make it because Mishdame.
I don't know if I read Rashi that way. The Bosh of Shah and the Gemara is you need a drasha, and you need a drasha, so then you need a kava chomer, so then you have a pircha. But I'm claiming that certain things don't need a drasha. So if you don't need a drasha, then you don't have a pircha. Okay, let me first thing do is let me send you. So tomorrow I want to do this other pshat. So that's in Rav Nochem. Rav Nochem says the other possible pshat. I'm going to try and go right now and send it so that I won't forget. And tomorrow is Thursday. Okay. I don't know if I want to do it on Sunday.
Well, okay, why can't we have Shir on Thursday? Tomorrow night special.
No. When are you gonna celebrate? When are you gonna ban you a red-blooded American? Come on.
So we dafka wanna like shtuck Thanksgiving.
We don't eat turkey tomorrow, but dafka.
We don't
eat sagoyim.
Dafka, chukas sagoyim.
Steering remotion.
I want you to know that we always serve turkey on Thanksgiving. Yeshiva serve turkey always on Thanksgiving.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Yeshiva serves turkey. Used to serve it
at the Gouda convention on Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh. In Israel, they don't. That's what they serve. They don't serve.
But they didn't serve turkey like eat in America. They eat turkey like shawarma.
Everything is turkey in Israel. Turkey steak, buster. Your chowent is turkey. You put turkey in your, it's called
Buster Dome.
Nitzel is turkey. Everything's turkey. They live on turkey.
Okay. Rebbe's having regular schedule next week on Comic-Con.
What?
Rebbe's having regular.
It's an excellent question. My schedule is the same, except that I have a wedding. That's very good. So the guys should know. Tuesday night, I have a wedding in New York, in a Talmud. Then I think I have to go for these weddings. So I'm coming into New York on Tuesday. So Tuesday night I won't be able to give share. If the guys want off more in Hanukkah, I don't know. They have to let me maybe. But otherwise,
I'm assuming. Wednesday, Ribby's gonna be back already.
What?
Wednesday, Ribby's gonna
be back. Yeah, Wednesday I'll be back. So, but if you want to have off, but so Pashtus. I will be next week. We'll just have off Tuesday and Wednesday and Thursday off, unless we want to change it.
Was it Wednesday? We're going to have Shir or not?
Yes, Bez Hashem. Unless guys tell me otherwise.
Yeah, I just have to light the nears right at the beginning of Shir time. That's
okay, you can light during Shir.
It's only 6
we
o'clock.
We can watch you light. We get our roofies. You know, the guys, when Rashi used to come to Israel, there were guys that wanted to watch Rashiva light, and the Rebbetzins chased them away. Said the Rashiv is not a Hasidish Rebbe. Can't watch him light candles.
Isn't there a Gemara that says that the Talmidim did far more like radical things to like watch?
No,
like,
but that's because they want to learn from him.
So we can't learn from the
Kedusha from watching the Rebbe light the Hanukkah menorah. The Rebbe said we're not let. He says he's not. That's a Hasidish Rebbe. Rashiv is not a Rebbe. He doesn't. She kicked the guys out. There were some guys that weren't.
Saw of Rashid lighting was after he moved to the apartment in Kew Garden Hills. The only time I ever saw pictures of Rashid was because he was in the apartment by the yeshiva. So they did this. But the only time I ever saw pictures of Rashid lighting.
The yeshiva used to go to Israel every Hanukkah.
I know.
Every Hanukkah for like for when, all the years that I was here in Israel, basically, he came every Hanukkah. Kemat. That was his.
He used to leave right after the Yahrzeit chair.
After the Yahrzeit chair, and he would go for Hanukkah, and then he would go a week to Chicago, usually, very often.
What was the shot? Why?
What?
Why? How'd that minhag start?
Because we had a branch in Israel, and then Rishim used to go. It was very important. The branch was the entrapment.
So why dafka Hanukkah?
I know, that's when he used to come. It was a very nice thing. After it made sense a little bit because he had to finish the blot share before the Yahrzeit share. So the Yahrzeit share was on test vav. So then there was a few days and he went left because it was a new sugya. So he would leave and we would say blot kaburas.
The only time they let the guys go branching, whatever they call it, branching, was when the Rishi was away for a month. The rest of the time, the guys had to be in.
Right. So you would go with Hanukkah. So, yes, but then Rishi, but the Maisetters, they went, okay, all right, let me go. Yishikayach, everyone.
Oh, Rebbe.
Yes.
Rebbe? I just want to that Taisa says just one thing. Says, Yeshlam, that not said the Lav Davka. I have this Gemara that has like Taisus, and he brings out Taisus of Rush, and he brings out Taisus, because everybody says, Anansahadi, Loi Garasinan. Logar Sina Nansahadi, except one sheet that says Valim Yira that Nansahadi is Dafka. There's one sheet to hear. It's like Taisa says Lav Dafka. Everybody says Loy Garasina.
You want to be a conservative Jew? Then we're going to change the gears of Taisa. You want to be a college professor? I don't know.
I don't think Taisa says
Lav Dafka. So,
Rebbe usually has a reason why Taisus would learn. Well, the Rishonim are very close.
Yeah, so I would say it's a riot to me against Shamir, because if he meant like Shamir, he would have said Lo Garcinan. You see, if people are ready to say Lo
Garcinan. I'm not saying you do.
But it's hard to say, don't say Lo.
It's a whole different shot. The kind of toast rush.
Okay, anyway, but okay. Yes,
Shikayach,
everyone.
Shikayach.
Thank you.
Shikayach, have a good Shabbos. Be well.
Still-